Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Menachem and Gittum O'Brien Delea. Admor Shlita should be zochet to refuah shleima and bracha v'atzlach v'chol maaseh yadav. Shmuel Chaim Yitzchak ben Pero Petza should have bracha v'atzlach v'chol maaseh yadav. David Shekwala ben Rachel and Rabbi Moshe Shimon ben Brian Akil. They should have bracha v'atzlach v'chol maaseh yadav. We're learning the sugi of Breira based on the Shari Chaim of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Eich HaTzadik Levracha and Gittin Simon Mem Zayin. The Mishnah says in Gittin and of Chavdalad Amid Beis that a person cannot say to a scribe to write a get with the name Sarah, let's say, and then afterwards he'll decide which of his wives, Sarah, his two wives of named Sarah, which Sarah he wants a divorce with. Why? Because Ein Breira, because we don't say that retroactively, was clarified that he meant Sarah A, big Sarah, not little Sarah. We don't, we say Ein Breira, you can't retroactively clarify what was. Similarly, we say in the Gemara that you can't write a get and say, I'm going to give it to whoever comes out of the door first. It's also a puzzle get, because it ain't Breira. Because that's something that at the time of the writing of the get wasn't clear, and only became clear later. In the Mordechi, he brings in the name of Rav Yosef Mikaltson, that from here we can learn that you can't write five gets and say, whichever I want, you know which get I want to be a kosher get? I want the get that the Rav is going to be Machshir. We're going to bring the get to the Rav, or if he's Chassidish, to the Ruv. And whichever get he's Machshir, that's going to be the get I'm going to divorce with. That doesn't work because, again, Ein Breira, because it's totally B'das HaRav, it's only Mizbar afterwards. In the Sefer Divrei Emes, Kuntres Dalad Binyan Gittin, he writes, according to this, if you have a woman, you're not sure what her name is. It could be your name is Sarah, and it could be your name is Chana. You are now allowed to write two gets, and one with Sarah and one with Chana, and then you'll give it to her, and the person will say, not you, but the person will give it to her, and he'll say that she should be megurashes with the kosher get. And that's not like other achronim who say that it's fine. Why not? Because of kal vachomer. Madoch, in the case of the Rav being machshir the get, where it's going to be mizbar afterwards, it's going to be clarified afterwards. We say no sale, no good. Certainly here, where it's we're never going to know whether she was Sarah or Chana, certainly that's no good. However, the Or Samech doesn't like this, because the Or Samech in Perek Gimel Milchos Gerush and Halacha Dalet asks from the what it says in Erevin, that if a person wants to make an Erev Tchumen, and he puts the Erev in the east and in the west, and he puts the Erev in the east and he says, if the Chacham comes from the east, this should be my Erev, so I can walk 2,000 more Amos. And if the Chacham is coming from the west, then the Erev in the west should be my Erev, and I can walk there 2,000 more Amos. The Gemara says it's not an Erev. Why? Because Ein Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, it's not a good Erev, because it's only being Mizbar after the Chacham comes, which one you meant. However, that's if the Chacham hadn't yet come. But if the Chacham already came, the Erev is a good Erev. Rashi explains, because it's only a Gili Milsa. So when does the Breira not work ala Safek? But here it's ala Vadai. Here it's a Kniyah Vadois. The Chacham already came. You just don't know. But it's a Kniyah Vadois. So you see that Linyan Breira. Breira is only ala Safek ala Osit Shiachaliyos Shiachain. It's only a doubt about the future, but not that about something that already is in the Metzius now. And if so, here, this is her name. Her name is Sarah or Chana, we don't know. But Lemaisa, her name has already been established. We might not know, but it's just a Gili Milsa. Nothing new is happening afterwards. We, just like when the Chacham comes from the west, we didn't know he was coming from the west, but if he had already come before Shabbos, so the Erev is a good Erev. Why? Because it already had been established. So her name has already been established. So even if you don't know which one is her name, but the get is still going to be a good get. Why is the get still going to be a good get? Because she already has this name. It's not Al Ha'asid. It's Al Ha'avar. It's on where it already was. And it's different than the case of the Ri Mikaltson, who says that if it's Talui in the Hechsher of the Rav, then it's Breira. Because there, the Maisa, before, the Rav hasn't been Machshirit yet. So you have to wait and see. So there we say in Breira. But if she already has the name, so it's Seder Gamor, she already has the name. It's Al Ha'avar. So that's the kasha of the Or Samech. The Or Samech wants to say that if it's a Safek Al Ha'avar, it's only a Gilui Milsa, and there's no Chisaron of Ein Breira, and therefore the woman with the two gets, with the two writing a two get two get for a woman were in your one's besupik, what her name is, would be kasher. And he argues with the Sefer Divrei Emes. So Rav Chaim says the Yesod. A Yesod in the din of Ein Breira. Let's see. The Ran in Nedarim says that why do we say Ein Breira? Because it's not roi that something should be chal on a suffik. And it would seem that this chisaron is both mitzad the chalos and the asiyas hagavra. Which means a chalos is a change in halachic status. You can't make a change in halachic status if it's only a suffik. For example, if a person buys wine and he wants to drink the wine. So he says that two lugin from wine I'm going to be mafresh in the future should be now, should work on this wine. And Mimela, whatever I'm mafresh later, be mizbar that that's what I meant, and now I can drink the wine. You can't do that. Because there can't be a chalos truma if it's a suffik, whether the chalos is going to be on this two lugs or those two lugs. So that's one chisaron as far as the chalos. You can't make a change in halachic status ala suffik. And there's also a problem in tzadasiyas hagavra, that asiyah ala suffik is nishkan asiyah. You can't make an asiyah on something that is only doubtful. The gavra cannot do a maisa suffik and have it count. It's not considered asiyah. Asiyah ala suffik is not asiyah. So ein breira, when there's no clarification now, is a chisaron hein mitzad the chalos, that there can't be a chalos mitzad a suffik, and hein mitzad asiyah sagavra, or in Yiddish they say sai this and sai that. I once had a friend named Sai. Both mitzad asiyah sagavra and mitzad asiyah chalos. There can't be a chalos on a suffik, and a person can't do a maisa on a suffik. Now, it would seem as follows. If we're talking about making a tanai al dovro shel ovar on what already was, if we're talking about a chalos, then shapir dummy, it's great, because it's not a chalos that's chal al safek, it's only a gilui milsa, already is. At the time of the chalos, the mitzius has already been established and clarified, the mitzius about which he is making a tanai. And it emerges then that the chalos is chal al avadai, and that the doer doesn't know is not makshiv the chalos being a chalos al safek. Ereisnisht, he doesn't know. But the mitzius is that it's already been established, the status of whatever we're talking about. So therefore, even though he doesn't know, but since it's al davar she'avar, it already was, the chalos will not be clarified in the future. It already will be now, even though you're not aware of what the chalos was chalan. But it's already misbara now. So in such an instance that it's not totally in the future, it's just a gilui milsa, the halacha is that it's no problem of ein breira. That's only as far as the chalos goes. So the chosur yedi of a person is not a problem if he wants to make a chalos, as long as the status of that object has already been established and is not dependent on what is going to happen in the future. However, as far as the asiyas hagavra is concerned, that is a different story altogether. We said you can't make an asiyah al hasafik. So even if the status has been misbara already, but since your asiyah is al hasafik, we will say ein breira. So since klape didei, it's still a safik, it's asiyah al hasafik, and it's not roy that asiyah al hasafik should be mo'el. And therefore we can say that be'emes, in every place there is a chisaron of breira, even when one makes a tanai in the past. Because the chisaron in asiyas hagavra is on the suffik. In Erevin it works, as we're going to explain. But normally, even al ha'avar, even when we're talking about what already was, as long as there is a suffik in the gavra, in the asiyas hagavra, it is not going to work, because you can't have a maisa where there's a suffik and the asiyas hagavra. Now, that if the Chacham comes from the east, his Erev is in the east. If he comes from the west, the Erev is in the west. And we said it doesn't work because Ein Breira. The Ran writes that it's not similar to a regular Tanai. How is Breira different than a Tanai? Every Tanai is Breira, no? I'll only marry you if you give me your car. So tonight. So why don't we say Breira? The answer is, Tanai is al davar echot. Im yamus, yeheget. Im lamus, lo yamus. Lo yeheget. If he dies, it'll be a get. If he doesn't die, it won't be a get. But here, he's masna on two things. He's making a Tanai that if he comes from the east, Meir will be in the east. If he comes from the west, Meir will be in the west. So it's like writing a get and whoever's going to come out of the door first. And in Achinami, if a person makes a Tanai that if the Chacham comes, it'll be an Erev, and if he doesn't, it won't be an Erev, that's not totally Bedin Breira. Breira is Shnei Dvarim. Tanai is Davar Echad. Frekt Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Drush V'chidush in Erevin Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Why is it considered here in our case of the Erevin a Tanai al Shnei Dvarim? Bishlema, if one Erev could be Kona LeMizrach or LeMarav LuYitzuyer, and he makes it tonight that if the Chacham comes in the Mizrach, the Erev will be Kona LeMizrach. And he comes to the Marav, they will be carving the Marav. So he's being Masnal Shnei Dvarim. Either it's going to be Kona LeMizrach or Kona LeMarav. But here, there are two separate Erevin, and each one is independent. And on each one, he's only making one tonight. He's not making two, they're not two conditions. Can't go both ways with each one. Can only go one way. When he puts the Erev in the Mizrach, he says, if the Chacham comes from the Mizrach, my Erev will be an Erev. And if not, no. Same thing with the Marav. If he says, if he comes from the Marav, it'll be an Erev. And then if he doesn't, then no. So he's really only being masne b'davar echad. He's not being masne but two things, b'mizrach u'b'marav. It's either going to be kone in the mizrach or be kone in the marav. It's not what he's saying. He's making one, it's one tonight, it's davar echad. About the east, he's saying independently, if he comes, yes, then if not, not. And about the west, saying if he comes, yes, and if not, not. And there are not two options here how it's going to turn out. That it can turn out either going to the east or the west. No. Each Erev is its own parasha. So if it says, if it turns out if it's in the east, then it'll be an Erev in the east. And if he doesn't come in the east, then it won't be an Erev. And then in the west, he says, if he comes in the west, it'll be an Erev. And if he doesn't, then it won't be an Erev. So it's only Dover Echot. So Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger. On the Ran, how can he say that it's two Dvarim here? And therefore it's Din Breira, it's only Dabar Echad, because each Erev is a Dabar Echad, yes or no? And he leaves it, Er bleibt mit Tatarachim Godel. To answer this Kasha, says Rav Chaim, that it's true. He made two separate Erevin. However, it's not considered as if he's making a Tanai on each Erev separately. Bishlema, if it could be that two Erevin could be chal together. So now he's making an Erev independently. You can say each one is an Erev bifniatzman. Each one, he's making one Tanai. Yes or no. If each one, the Tanai would be either yes or no, then it would be Davar Echad. But since a person can't have two Erevins, because you can't be Kona Shvisa in two places, so Kum Tois, that here there's a suffek in the chalos of the Erev. Which one of them is going to be chal? The Mizrach or the Marav? So they're interrelated. If you could, the Rabbi Kiveger wants to say they're independent. And Rabbi Chaim says they're interdependent. Because it's either going to be the Mizrach or the Marav. So they're dancing, they're doing the tango. The Mizrach says it might be me, and the Daya Marav says it might be me. So they are related. So Memela, it's Masnal Shnei Dvarim, that's Talu B'din Breira. Now that is all the Chisar and Mitzad the Chalos. Can't have a Chalos on something that's only going to be Mizbar in the future. But Be'asiyas HaGavra, it's really considered two separate Asiyas of Erev. That on each one of them, he was Masne one tonight. So as far as the Erevins go, the Erevin themselves, they are interrelated. But as far as the Asiya of the Gavra goes, He's only making, he makes it tonight here. If he comes here, then yes. And if he doesn't come here, then no. If he comes to the east, then yes. And if he doesn't come to the east, then this shouldn't be an Erev. And he goes to the west. If he comes to the west, it is an Erev. And if he doesn't come to the west, it isn't an Erev. So now everything is glad kosher. Because we have here a chisaron mitzad the chalos. So there is a problem as far as the chalos is concerned, if he hasn't yet come. But there's no problem as far as the asiyas hagavra is concerned, because the person is being very clear. The person is saying that he's not making, not that he's being clear, but he's not using brayer here. He's making a tanai. It's al davar echad, because he's relating to each eruv separately. However, the eruvs relate to each other. So since the eruvs relate to each other, and it's totally in the future, there's a problem of ein brayer. But as far as the person is concerned, he relates to the eruvs independently, and memela he doesn't have a suffix. So if the Chacham already came, then everything is, that's what I said before, is glad kosher. Everything is now beautiful. Because as far as the Asiyah of the Gavra is concerned, even though he doesn't know that the Chacham came, but it doesn't matter. Because if the Chacham already came, what do we say before? That there's no chisaron of asiya al hasafek if it has already been misbarer, if it's only a gili milsa, if it's just a lack of idea of the person. If there's no problem of asiya al hasafek, in our instance, there's no problem of asiya al hasafek because this person is, it's what we're here in the, we're in the world of tanais, we're not in the world of breiras. What about the chalos? So when you're talking about the chalos, if the chacham already came, there's no chisaron there either. Why is there no chisaron in the chalos? Because he already came. And we said before that if it's only a gili milsa, then there's no chisaron in the chalos. Because it already happened. Before we made a chiluk, we said that if it already happened, but there's a suffix mitzad the asiyas hagavra, that's enough to say brera. That ain't brera. Mitzad asiyas hagavra, not mitzad asiyas hachalos. In our instance, as far as the asiyas hagavra is concerned, since the two Arabs aren't related to each other, what's the law? It is a tanai. It's not brera. So you're right, he doesn't know if the chacham came, but it doesn't matter. Because as far as the gavra is concerned, he's in the world of tanai. And as far as tanai goes, you don't have to know what's going to happen in the future. Or what already happened. And as far as the asiyas hachalos is concerned, to make a chalos eruv, it's also not a problem. Why is it also not a problem? Because it already happened, the chacham already came. So that's why the Gemara in Eruvin says that if the chacham already came, we don't say ein breira, and the eruv is a good eruv. Because we're clean on both ends. As far as the asiyas hagavra is concerned, you're right, he doesn't know, but that doesn't matter because he's making two separate tanais. Al dover echad, so he doesn't have to know. What about the chalos? You're not allowed to make a chalos on a suffix, but here it isn't a suffix anymore. It's because kapi shmaya galia that the guy already came, the chacham already came, and mimela it has already been misbarer, not in the future, but already now before Shabbos, it's already been clarified that this eruv on the east, for example, is going to be the good eruv. So that is how we deal very beautifully with the gemara and eruvin, because we split it up. There's the chisaron of the chalos. You can't make a chalos on a suffix, you can't make a siya on a suffix. But here, in our case, the asiya can be on a suffix because he made two separate tanais. Al davar echad. So we're not worried about his asiya on a suffix because tanai you can make on a suffix. But as far as the chalos, since the eruvin themselves are interrelated because only one of them can work and not the other, can only be an eruvin either in the east or in the west. So there we are in the world of brera. But if the Chacham already came, then we said that if it's a Gilui Milsa, you can make a Chalos on what already happened. It's only a Gilui Milsa, it's not happening in the future, it's already happening now. But we said it's a problem, it's not a Siyas Hagavra, if he doesn't know, it's another Chisaron. But here it's not a problem again because it's only a Tanai, it's not Brayer. And that's all with respect to Eruv. But in other instances, where the Asiya is Bishnei Dvarim, even if a person is Masna L'sha Avar, it's Talui in Breira. And we hold Ein Breira, and it's not Chal. In other words, we get back to our case of writing two gets, one for Sarah, one for Chana, and we're not sure what her name is. Is it Sarah or Chana? So we wanted to say that the Or Samech wanted to say no, but it's only a Gili Milsa, it's not a problem. The answer is yeah, it's not a problem as far as the Chalos is concerned. But it's a problem as far as the Asiyas Hagavra is concerned. And here it's Takashnei Dvarim. Here they're writing two gets for her, he's giving her two gets. So that's now we're in this case we're in the world of Breira, we're not in the world of Tanai. And in the world of Breira, the Gavra has to be clear about what he's doing. This is a fundamental chiluk between the case in Erevin and our case that we brought at the beginning about writing the get for the woman that you don't know what her true name is. So we learned the big yesod in Breira, and that is that if it's only a Gili Milsa, the Chisaron is not going to be in the Chalos but in the Asiyas HaGavra, and Lu Yitzuyur, a case where the Asiyas, there's no Chisaron in the Asiyas HaGavra because it's only in the world of Tanai, it is only on a Dover Echad, either a yes or a no, and not on Shnei Dvarim, so it's not going to be a chisaron mitzad that, and if it already exists, even though the gavra doesn't know, it's also not going to be a chisaron as far as Breira is concerned. Memela, in the case of Erevin, where it's already been established that the chacham came, and therefore the Erevin, the Mizrach, is the right Erev, and the person is only making a Tanai, because each Erev, the way he makes it tonight, we say if the Chacham comes to the east, it's an Erev. And then he go, and if not, then it's not. And he goes to the west, and he also makes it tonight. So it's not Breira, but two separate, independent conditions. So since that's the case, there is no Chisaron in Erevin of Ein Breira when he already came. But that doesn't mean that in every case that it's already been established, there's no chisaron of Ein Breira if the person doesn't know. Because if the Asiyas HaGavra is in the world of Breira, when it's Shnei Dvarim, for example, two gets, where he's giving two gets, there, if he doesn't know, his lack of Yediya is enough to passel the get, because you person can't do an Asiyah al Dover Shel Safik. Was this brilliant? Or what? We should all be zoche, sweetest friends, to always enjoy plumbing the depths of the Torah HaKadosha and learning more Torah from this holy rabbi who graced our earth for so many years, so long ago, and when Mashiach comes, he shall return. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.